Ruby.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. I hope you have a great had a great Shabbat.
I did.
Are we the only two?
You did as well.
I did. Very restful. Are we the only two on right now?
Where are you? What part of the country?
Oh, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Wow.
Yeah. What?
I'm in California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How are things in Tennessee?
Well, the weather's been very unpredictable.
Yeah.
Today it's very warm, probably close to 80, but you know, it's been, I mean, from 30 to 80. It's been a very unusual spring.
Oh, yeah, kind of back and forth, huh?
Hon Esther.
The trees don't know what to do.
No, they don't. They really don't.
Yeah. Should we bloom or should we not?
Yeah.
I know that. We have that sometimes here as well. Sometimes we get that early.
What part of California do you live in?
Yeah, we get that sometimes in February. Our bulbs start blooming, and they're not scheduled to go until maybe March or April, but like the end of January, 1st of February, they start blooming. What?
Are you in Northern or Southern California?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you in Northern or Southern California?
Southern.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of pretty here, though, today. It's a little it's been a little windy, blowing a lot of leaves and things around. You just swept up, and it's just all back again. So, but it's very nice sun shining. And I think we've got a temperature about sometimes somewhere between 70 and 80.
Uh-huh.
And not too hot, but it starts getting a little bit warm. I get warm as soon as it gets over 75.
Yeah.
I feel warm. So. I like it when it's a little bit to the cooler side.
Yeah.
Anybody else on board here yet?
No, I think it's just the two of us, three of us right now.
Yeah, just the two of us. Anyone else there?
I'm Hon Esther. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm on mute, though. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Is that Hannah?
I don't think she's on yet.
No.
She's not on yet. Out of Louisiana. Oh.
Well,
he'll be on. He'll probably give us... Yeah, he'll probably be a few minutes because on Havdalah... he didn't have it because not enough people were on. So he'll be on. He'll probably just give it a few extra minutes.
Okay. I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay. I'll do the same.
Okay.
Okay.
shovel or cove. Please join me in saying the Anabatos. Anabatoa Gedula Chaminta Dati Terura Alephakimo Yitat Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Hutcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kavshin Barhem Taharem Rakame Sitkatha Tami Gamlem Petet Resh Sadi Tav Gimel Hasim Kadosh Biro Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kufet Tet Nunayan. The letters of the month of Iyar. The Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. Together, the Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86, which is the same gematria as the name of God Elohim, which is a name of God that connects with the attribute of judgment. And we learn from this that the month of Iyar is a month of judgment. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pezayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatziakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyutav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we will use the 13 attributes of mercy to achieve this. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet Notzer Chesed L'alafim Nosei Wawon V'afesha V'chata'a V'nakei. Now we're going to connect to the Year of the Goat, this current year of 5777, there are two verses that make this connection. The first one that we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimud Hilu Hilu Urchimu Liabda l'shem yud heich bevav heich. B'yichudah shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananehu. Tzod Saduni Katzipor Oyevayichinam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words, Satz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the five words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, translation, Sea of Tenants. The second verse that we connect to, that connects to this energy of the goat, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. This verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it, and the letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadebaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. We're now going to connect to the year of the pause, which is 5776. There are also two verses in that that connect to that year. The first that we will study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rakat kohanim ayu limat willo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayechaskum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halevim yishre levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La Me Hey 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 Aka A Reka Ha. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba'adonai yohewahe ade ad kibia yohe adonai yohewahe tzur olamim. The year 5775 is the year the energy of which is swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoya. Asher yitchabe sham l'shavtem elai el nachon v'halachti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third is Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kagelo lanetzach yoved ro'al yomru ayo. And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam ti makom leami le Israel unta ti wishakan tachta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu bene avlala anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names for the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left this day. Which is the fourth day of Iyar. Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik of Brisk. And this is the father of the famous Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, who was a rabbi in the previous generations on the level of the Chabad Rebbe. He lived in Boston, and they were very good friends. Rabbi Yaakov Sasportis, and Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu Taub. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class on the Parasha of Acharei Mot. And you can find the handout for tonight from the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's the first row of the matrix, the right-hand column. When you open up that link, it will have 54 parashiot, parashas, listed. Scroll down to the book of Vayikra, Book of Leviticus, and find the parasha of Acharei Mot. When you open up that link, we will start with section 6, The Virgins Love You. And we're going to start with Pasuk 46. Petach Rabbi Shimon v'darash v'reach shemenecha tovim v'gomer hakira istakalna be'ya v'haki ule reach my reach reach victoret tihu dekika umalya Ufnit ma'a Mikola v'kad salik Ahu re'ach le'it kashra V'ahu meshach Revut denachle Mabua itaru Dabeda ve'it kitaru Kachada uken Inun mishkan tavan Leon Hara Kada Lereach Shimanecha Tobin. The translation. Rabbi Shimon opened the discussion saying, "Your ointments are fragrant. I have closely studied this verse, and this is the explanation. What is meant by fragrant? It means that the fragrance of the incense is subtle and finer, more interior than anything else. When this fragrance rises to join with the anointing oil of the fountain streams, which are the Sephirot of Zeranpin, they wake one another and connect together. Then these ointments are good for illumination. As the verse says, your ointments are fragrant," literally, good for fragrance. My commentary. The Zohar is starting to explain how and why the incense, the Ketoret, causes an opening to bring inner essence to recognize the closeness of the various Sephirot to each other. People speak of Hashem and Malchut drawing closer to each other. Yet this is a misnomer. Hashem is always within each human being. How much closer can one get? The issue is the human being does not recognize this closeness due to each person's ego and each person's wrong perception that they are the cause of their success and that something else is the cause of their failures. The incense, the Ketoret, slips through the defenses of the ego to create separation between the ego and the soul of a person. This greater innerness allows the perception to become more honest and truthful, which brings the person to perceive greater truth and less falsehood. Pasuk 47. Mi darga de darga, beinun dargin de grun shema, kadisha hahidikti, shemen tu rak shemecha, al keni alamot ahevucha, my alamot. Kimadi okina olamot mamash tamar alkein alamot achechogucha kadaa al alamot shir v'kolachad. The translation. The oil was then poured from level to level among the levels that are called the holy name, which is Malchut. And the verse then reads, "For your flowing oil you are renowned. Therefore do the virgins love you." What is meant by virgins? The Hebrew word is alamot. It is worlds. Hebrew, olamot. As we mentioned, actual worlds. Inasmuch as the oil pours to Malchut called name, all worlds receive from her. Another explanation for Alamot is as written, a song to Alamot, meaning grades representing aspects of Chasadim, that is referred to as Alamot, derived from the word He'alem, meaning hidden. It all comes to the same thing. The word olamot, literally worlds, also comes from their being concealed. My commentary. We are taught that there is nothing below Malchut, meaning there is no flow below Malchut. Malchut receives from Yesod, and does not share beyond herself. There is no continuity from Malchut. Yet this verse implies that there is an aspect of continuity to the next generation. A generation is a world that is in potential, and that is why it is concealed. Remember, there is unity of a form for all Sephirot that have the same name. All Malchut are in communication with all other Malchuts. That is what we learn from this pasuk. Also, the translation of Alamot to virgin, is a bit difficult to understand. In Hebrew, virgin is Betulah. What is the difference between these two Hebrew or Aramaic words, Betulah and Alamot? I do not know. Pasuk 48. I should say I do not know as of yet. Sifra tirav hamnuna savakiti my olamot kimadiat amer watitain seteref leveta vehok lenaroteha naroteha hane alamot aheducha Levar ka shemach uzamra kamach umitaman ishtacham birkan bekuhu tatae umit barkin ilain wetatain. The translation. In the book of Rabbi Hamuna Saba, it is written, what is the meaning of worlds? Hebrew, olamot. It is according to the verse, she rises also while it is yet night, and gives food to her household, and a portion to her maidens. This is the secret of the seven chambers of Briah, which serve as Malchut and are referred to as maidens. These maidens are the virgins, the Hebrew Alamot, love you, to bless your name and to sing praises before you. From there are blessings among all the lower beings, and the upper and lower beings are blessed. My commentary. We now have the answer. Alamot is direct light and the flow of Shefa, while Betulah is a description of the level of purity. Pasuk 49. Tamar alken alamot achevucha Shapir hu mandi amar Almavet ahevucha tehabemila damarechon tedinin itbasman ugin dehai kitoret itketar bemishcha dilela yatir Itchashav kameya tekucha berichu mikol karbanin ve'ilav one amra ki anaki kopiketoret ve'ant kemeishcha mashkeini acharecha Narutza wigomer, Narutza kada'a, Alkein alamot, Achevucha, Anavikol uklusin, Dehakulu biachidan, Be'alda mashkeni tehabitalyan. The translation. Another explanation for the virgins. The Hebrew word is alamot. Love you. It is fine to read this verse as over death. The Hebrew almavet. They love you. For with this, namely oil, which denotes chasadim, the harsh prosecutors embalm themselves, as alamot is spelled with the same letters as almavet. For incense, signifying the illumination of chachmah, joins with the higher level ointment, which is chasadim, and is held in high esteem before the Holy One, blessed be He, more than all sacrifices and burnt offerings. The congregation of Israel said, I am like the incense, denoting Malchut, as Malchut is the secret meaning of lower Chachmah, and you denote Zeran, and you, denoting Zeranpin, are like ointment, denoting Chasadim. Therefore, draw me, we will run after you. We will run is a plural expression, as in, therefore do the virgins love you. That is, I and all my troops, who all hold on to me. Hence, draw me, as they are all dependent on me. My commentary. This is an esoteric verse. What is the meaning of draw me? Is it a request for unification so that Malchut receives the level of Chachmah encased in Chasadim, representing a level that Malchut can handle? This is considered returning light and not direct light, which is Chachmah without Chasadim. Pasuk 50. Hevi ayani hamelech adarav im yehu li malka veidaro nagila v'nismecha bach ana v'kulhu uklusin tana kulhu uklusin v'shata. Knesset Yisrael Chadat Umit Barka Kuhu Chadan Vedina La Sharia Kidem Bialma Vialda Kitiv Yismechu Hashemayim Vechagayel Haaretz. The translation. The king has brought me into his chambers. If the king will bring me into his chambers, then we will be glad and rejoice in you, meaning I and all the troops. We have learned that all the forces rejoice when the congregation of Israel is joyous and blessed, and harsh decrees do not transpire in the world. Hence it says, let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. My commentary. This pasuk is revealing again that the consciousness of each individual man creates the world that he lives within. When the quantum consciousness of the children of Israel, that are in unity with all of the children of Israel, is that of joy and happiness, there is no harsh judgments that will impact and harm them. The ultimate protection shield against harsh judgment is love your neighbor as yourself. That's the end of our section. Does anyone have any questions? Section 7. For I appear in a cloud upon the ark cover. Pasuk 51. Ki be'anan ere al ha-kaporet Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zakayin inun Tzadikaya dekucha berichu Baye bikarechom V'chatanena Melech basar v'adam Ibarnash rakival susya Dileya bar katala Huchu chabarichu Arkiv Eliyahu Al dileya Diktivya al Eliyahu Basara Hashemayim Wigomer haka makitiv Velo yamut ki ba'anan Ere al hakaporet Bekucha barichu Aleya lemoshe beya Haidiktiv yavo Moshe betoch He'anan betoch he'anan mamash Ki ba'anan e'ra'e Al ha'kaporet Ha'idiktiv uvara Hashem al kol machon Har Tzion v'al mikra'eh Anan yomam v'ashan Uktiv ki anan Hashem Al hamashkan yomam. The translation. For I appear in the cloud upon the ark cover. Rabbi Yehuda said, fortunate are the righteous, whom the Holy One, blessed be He, delights to honor. We have learned about the King of flesh and blood, that if someone rides on his horse, he has committed a capital offense. However, the Holy One, blessed be He, placed Elijah on his own, as it is written, and Elijah went up by a storm of wind into heaven. And it is written, Hashem answered Job out of the storm. It is written, hear that he did die not, for I appear in the cloud upon the ark cover. The Holy One, blessed be He, brought Moses into the cloud, as it says. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud, meaning into the midst of the cloud, denoting Malchut. It is within the same cloud, of which it says, for I appear in the cloud upon the ark cover. This is the meaning of, and Hashem will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon its assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day. For the cloud of Hashem was upon the tabernacle by day. All these clouds hint at Malchut. My commentary. As in the previous section, we have to realize that there is a holy level of Malchut which is separated from the physical world. This separation is not meant to last and will be integrated with the holy Malchut at the moment of the Shiach consciousness prevailing in the world. Pasuk 52. For the Zohar, Vitana haidikti v'yered Hashem, be'anan b'anan erae al hakaporet, tana atar dehawo sharan inun, Kiruve kimadiok mi okimna Kiruvim al at hawo Yadvin vitana Gimuzimim bioma Eat Rashish Misa, the god Vayu. Bishata de Itkele, Alaihu Kedusha. Kimalka inun ma mi gar maihu, salkin gat faihu, uvar sin lon vicha pilyan al kiporta. Livatarka meetin gat faihu, vene echazin. Begu fayu, kada avihayu, achruvim, porshe se, kina fayim, limala, porshe, vila peru se, sochachim, vila sechuchim, dabiat hawo. Kaime v'chadan v'shkinta. The translation. We have learned that it is written, and Hashem descended in the cloud, and I appeared in the cloud upon the ark cover. We have learned that this is the place, namely Malchut, where the cherubs rested, who are Memtet and Sandalphon, as we learned. The cherubs were in place by means of a miracle. The Hebrew word is Nes, meaning upon Malchut that is called Nes. We have learned that three times daily the secret meaning of the three columns, a miracle, a Nes, occurs, meaning that the Shekhinah reveals herself in their wings. At the moment when the sanctity of the king revealed itself upon them, they raised their wings of their own accord, spread them, and covered over the ark cover. Afterwards, they closed their wings and held them against their bodies, as the verse says, "And the cherubs shall stretch out their wings on high." The verse uses the term stretch out, meaning at times they would spread and at times close. The verse does not read stretched out, which would be correct were they passive, in the same way. Overspreading instead of were overspread. This is what they said. They were erect by means of a miracle and were rejoicing in the Shekhinah. My commentary. How can a metal sculpture move its parts? How can the cherubs, made as a metal sculpture, move their wings? This is the secret of mind over matter, which is being hinted to here. Whose mind caused this to happen? Is it an automated response, or is it the mind of Hashem? Pasuk 53. Amar Rabbi Abba, Ma Ba'a Hakaki Be'anan Erae Al Hakaforet Uti Bezot Yavo Acharon Be'akachana Lachame Lishkinta Bishata Kadhawa Al Ela Anana Awa Nachit Bikadhawa Nachit Mata Al Hai Kaporet Umitarin Kad Paihu Bikruvin Viakshe Luviamre Shirata. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, what does the verse wish to say with the statement, I appear in the cloud upon the ark cover? which means that priest sees the Shekhinah. Also in the verse, thus with Zot shall Aaron come, which is the Shekhinah as referred to as Zot. Behold, the priest did not see the Shekhinah when he entered the Holy of Holies. And he answers, the cloud, which is the Shekhinah, would come down. In coming down, it reached the ark covering of the ark. The wings of the cherubs would stir, and the cherubs would strike with their wings and sing a song. From this, the priest would realize that the Shekhinah was now appearing. And this is what is meant by I appear in the cloud upon the ark cover. My commentary. There is an amazing secret here. Man causes the angels to act. The Shekhinah would not come down prior to when a man entered the Holy of Holies, since that might mean that the Shekhinah would have to wait for the man to arrive. Yes, the Shekhinah would know which moment the man or priest would arrive, yet man has free choice, and the movie can be changed, or it can be changing. Pasuk 54. Uma shirata amre ki gadol Hashem chulal meod no rahu al kol Elohim haikad salke God paihu bishata deparsin lehu amre ki kol Elohe ha'amim elilim v'ashem shamayim asa kad hafyan al kaporta amre lifnei Hashem kiva lishpot haaretz ish pot tevel betzedek the translation. He questions, what song did they sing? And he answers, for Hashem is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared among all Elohim. They said this when they raised their wings, which is the aspect of the right column, meaning chesed termed great. And when they spread them, they would say, for all the Elohim of the nations are idols, but Hashem made the heavens. And this is the aspect of the left column that subdues the entire other side. When they covered the ark cover, they would say, before Hashem, for he comes to judge the earth with righteousness, shall he judge the world and the people with equity. This is the aspect of the central column denoting Tiferet, referred to as justice. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the verse is clear as written. That's the end of the section, the end of our class. Are there any questions? Tonight, in about 40 minutes, we will count the Omer. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, West Coast time, we will continue to prepare for the holidays that are coming. And there are a number of high-energy days in preparation, including Pesach Sheni, Lag BaOmer, and ultimately Yom Yerushalayim and Shavuot. At 3 o'clock West Coast time, we will have our second class in Lashon Hara. And at 8:30 Sunday night, tomorrow night, we will again count the Omer. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4:30, we will have our mini Zohar classes. At 7 o'clock Monday evening, all times are being expressed as West Coast time. 7 o'clock Monday evening, we will be reading an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will be studying the Tikkuni Zohar. Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we will have our question and answer period. Thursday at 4:30, we will have an advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock, the Zohar for the Parasha of Kedoshim, which is a double portion for this coming Shabbat. And at 8:30 Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we will count the Omer. And next Saturday at 6 p.m. will be Abdallah. At 7 p.m. will be a Zohar class for the Parasha of Emor. And the at 8:30 next Shabbat, we will again count the Omer. So, are there any questions? Shavua Tov, I hope you have a good week filled with joy and happiness and plenty of shalom. Peace. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. Thank you.
Shavua Tov.